Lance Armstrong has pulled into the lead in the Tour de France. The three-time defending champion moved to the front as the bicyclist hit the mountains for the first time. Mountainous terrain has always been Armstrong's strength. Joining us from La Mangie, France, is Samuel Apt, who's covering the race for the International Herald Tribune and the New York Times. Samuel, this news is not really a big surprise, is it?
No, it's not a big surprise, but a lot of people are surprised because he, you know, it's a matter of attitude. He was in the time trial on Monday, and he finished second. And to a lot of people, especially Americans, I think, there's only one place to finish, and that's first, and then you might as well be 182nd. So he finished second, and people said, oh, well, you know, he doesn't have it anymore, which I thought was very premature. And then today he showed that he does have it still, and he was very good today.
Well, of course, he's hoping to win this race for the fourth time. Is he likely to do that?
It's just a little bit too early to say because the victory today, it wasn't decisive. In other words, he won, and he won easily, and he showed that he was by far the strongest guy today. But it's not the way he's done it in some other years when he has just opened up so much time that nobody can get near him, and he's just been so decisive, overpowering, dominating, that everybody's morale goes down to their bootstraps. And he didn't quite do that today, but maybe he'll do that tomorrow.
Well, is he getting a strong challenge from anyone in particular?
Yeah, the Spanish rider named Joseba Bellocchi, who has been third in the last two Tours de France, stayed with him all the way. And so it wasn't like he was alone, and the way he's been for the last 3 years on the first day in the mountains. There's another day in the Pyrenees tomorrow, and Armstrong may do something there. You just don't know. This was a different kind of race for him. He's usually quite impatient. That's his temperament. And he does attack. And today he didn't attack at all. He rode very strongly behind his team, and he let his team do the work, and then he went off in the final 150 meters, but that was quite a different style of racing.
Now, Armstrong gave a lot of credit to his team, and I'm not somebody that's that familiar with bicycle racing, so can you explain, the team really is key in this race, isn't it?
It can be. It isn't always. There have been riders who have very weak teams, and they are just so strong themselves that they can overcome it, or they have an alliance with somebody. But his team today was just superb. They had three of his teammates just rode at the front, set this very, very fast pace for so many kilometers, and then his rivals just couldn't do it, so they just dropped back. Meanwhile, Armstrong is in the slipstream, so he's doing 25% or maybe even 40% less work than he would do if he were at the front. And the three riders just, one by one, they peeled off except for the last one, Roberto Heras, who led him right up to the finish line. It was just a wonderful example of teamwork, and he was very complimentary and justifiably.
Why does the leader get all the credit?
Oh, that's life. You know, that's life. I mean, you know, if your company has a good year, your boss gets the credit. You don't. I mean, at least in my line of work. And, you know, this is a sport where the team leader is the predominant man, and most of the riders on the team, although not all, ride exclusively for him, and they do things for him, and they sacrifice their own chances of victory, and they sacrifice a lot more. That's just the way the sport is.
All right, thanks so much, Samuel.
Okay.
Reporter Samuel Apps speaking with us from La Mangie, France.